This week during our Zoom service, we did a Lectio Divina together. Those of you that are listening now by the podcast are also invited to participate in this way. So we'll have the scripture reading followed by three questions, three different readings, three different questions. During that time, you may want to pause the podcast so you have some time to listen. We trust that God will be speaking to you as you join in with this scripture reading. Well, good morning, friends. It's good to be with you. I'm back in Vancouver after having some time after my flood spending on a farm in Surrey. And on the farm, everybody, this is the season of planting. They're working very hard to get the new seedlings in the ground and everything ready for the vegetables and fruit and flowers to grow. And I'm curious from, I know many of you like to garden as well. How many of you have already gotten out and dug in the soil a little bit, doing any kind of little gardening or pruning or planting? Okay, I know not everyone is a gardener, but how many of you, even if you're not a gardener, you've noticed people out gardening and getting your grass ready? Plants, everything ready, yeah? This is the season, and our scripture today is about God being a gardener. It is from the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples before his death, very important words and a beautiful metaphor of what it's like for us to have lives that bear fruit. And so today we want to spend some time listening to that passage together. I want to invite you to enter into this experiment of listening to this passage with me and with us today. I've adapted our traditional Lectio format a little bit to be a little more condensed in time. And kids, this may be your first time trying this with us. And I want to say this is for you too. Each time we'll read the scripture and I'll ask a question. And if you'd like, you can be thinking about how you may think of how you would respond to this. What might you come to your mind that might be God speaking to you? You can draw or write your picture on the back of your coloring page if you'd like. We want to invite you to participate as well. So with that, there'll be three readings of the scripture, and each time there'll be a question I'll ask you and we'll guide you through. So to prepare for listening, I'm going to invite you to settle in now. Take a deep breath and become aware of God's presence with you. Even if you've got children jumping around, God is right there with you in the midst of all that joyful energy. God, we want to hear from you today. Thank you for the gift of your scripture, and thank you for the ways that you speak through your scripture and through your community. I ask for grace to hear now what you may be stirring in us, and what you might also be inviting us to share with one another. Our hearts are open to hear from you. Amen. So in the first reading, what is a word or phrase from this reading that sticks out to you? And whatever it is, just hold on to it and kind of let it roll around in your mind, even as you might roll a piece of chocolate around in your mouth. Roll that word around in your mind and in your heart as this is read.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
You can continue to hold that word, and we'll have another reading. This time we're just going to listen rather than looking at the words. And as you listen, afterwards we'll have 3 minutes of music playing and time for listening. And here's the question for you. How does this scripture connect to you as you hear it? Is there a memory that comes to mind? Or maybe in the silence, another image comes in your imagination. Or maybe there's a feeling that comes for you. Kids, this is for you to listen to as well. When you hear this passage, what comes to your mind? You can draw a picture or write out what comes to mind. And we're going to ask the Spirit to be speaking through what emerges for us. So let's listen for that now as David reads.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
We want to enter now into the third reading. And this is where we listen for an invitation from God. God, is there an invitation for me as I listen? But also we may consider, is there an invitation for us? This might be something that you can share as an encouragement to the community for this week ahead. It's kind of short-term listening. We're not going to make grand pronouncements, but just for the week ahead, is there an invitation for me? Is there an invitation for us? This time, David, I'm going to ask you to read it twice. And after that, we'll have the same amount of time of silence with music. Again, kids, you're welcome to draw. When you hear this passage, I wonder what this might mean for you for the week ahead.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
God, thank you that you speak through your community. Thank you that you are our gardener and you desire for us to bear sweet fruit. As we ponder what it means to remain in you, we acknowledge that we need your help in that. We need your grace and your mercy. We need you to show us how. And thank you for the community that can also guide us and inspire us and encourage us in that. In Jesus' name, amen.